welcome to the show. Please come inside. Welcome to Skunknet Podcast. Welcome to Skunknet Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Skunknet Podcast. Only available here on Anchor, Spotify, and anywhere else you might find your podcast delectables. Feel free to check us out on review at getreview.co/profile/skunknet for this episode's matching e-zine entry. And feel free to subscribe for more e-zine content and Skunknet Podcast. Available wherever you could find podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Skunknet Podcast. Coming to you live from Skunknet HQ. Hello, boys and girls, ladies and gents of all ages. This is another non-easing episode of Skunknet Podcast, coming to you live from an undisclosed location. It is 4th of July, as you can hear from the fireworks in the background. And, well, this is a special 4th of July episode, so, yeah, go ahead. With that said, it's 4th of July. It's Independence Day for the United States. So if you're living in the United States, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day. If you're living outside, overseas, and you're one of our international listeners, well, have a nice summer. I don't know. I don't really know much about other holidays. I do know that this month is USA month and Canada month. So, if you're living in Canada, happy Canada month, eh? All of you Canadians, stay safe up there. As for those Americans, man, y'all have a nice 4th of July and USA month and hell yeah! Yeehaw! Hey, I live in Texas, so come on! Cut me some slack. But we do have friends all around the world, and we do have people who listen and check us out and support us. all around the world. So, but this is a 4th of July special because I live in Texas, it's in the United States, it's July 4th. I will say this though, to our American patriots who are overseas, and to our American patriots here in the States, and to our country, happy 4th of July, and let freedom wane. Stay safe out there tonight, ladies and gents. Stay safe. Because you might be partying. You might be celebrating. You might be drinking a nice cold beer, watching the fireworks. Or you might be having a 4th of July stakeout, having a little barbecue party or something. Really doesn't really matter. All in all, we're celebrating, so, you know. To those Americans, happy 4th of July. Have fun. Stay safe. And celebrate on. Because it's 4th of July. It's Independence Day. And with that, to those who are not American, to those who are Canadian, enjoy Canada Month, eh? It's gonna be a wild one. And to those who are not Canadian or American, well, stay safe out there. And have fun. With that, stay safe. Have fun. And we'll see you in the next one. After all, the Terminator said it himself.
I'll be back.
So,
I'll be back.
Like the Terminator told ya. Happy 4th of July. And hope you enjoy this 4th of July special. Independence Day. It's something. Oh, it is something. Stay tuned for a very special song followed by some 4th of July facts for those who are listening to this on Spotify. If you're listening to us off of Spotify through Google Podcasts or Breaker or one of the other podcast services that's not Spotify, and you might not be able to hear the song that's going to be after this, because this song is only available on the Spotify episode. But I'm pretty sure you could find the song on YouTube. So, yeah. Stay tuned. and enjoy. And 4th of July facts. Here we go. Did you know John Adams thought July 2nd would be the day celebrated in history as Independence Day? That's the day the Continental Congress voted to approve the Declaration of Independence. It turns out it was adopted 2 days later on July 4, 1776. According to a report from Parade magazine, the 4th of July was marked in the 18th and 19th centuries, but became a big deal in 1870 when Congress declared it a federal holiday. In 1941, it became a paid federal holiday for federal employees, according to Parade. And from there, the holiday became all about hot dogs, bulls, and spending time with family and friends. Here are a few other fun facts about the 4th that got by the team at Parade magazine. Americans typically eat 150 million hot dogs on Independence Day, enough to stretch from D.C. to L.A. more than 5 times, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. 3 presidents have died on July 4th, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and James Monroe. Massachusetts became the first state to make the 4th of July an official state holiday in 1781. President Zachary Taylor died in 1850 after eating a spoiled fruit at a July 4th celebration. In 1778, George Washington gave his soldiers a double ration of rum to celebrate the July 4th holiday. The famed Macy's fireworks show in New York City uses more than 75,000 fireworks shells and cost about $6 million. Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest is held annually on July 4th. In 2018, champion Joey Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs with buns in just 10 minutes. As of 2016, July 4th was the number one holiday for beer sellers in the U.S., according to the National Beer Wholesalers Association. Every July 4th, descendants of the signers of the Declaration of Independence tap the Liberty Bell 13 times in honor of the original 13 colonies. Eating salmon is a July 4th tradition in parts of New England. Small towns in the U.S. typically spend between $8,000 and $15,000 on the fireworks display. President Calvin Coolidge was born on July 4th, 1872. About 16,000 July 4th fireworks displays happen around the country each year, according to the American Pyrotechnics Association. With many fireworks shows canceled in 2020 due to COVID-19, the American Pyrotechnics Association is asking for financial help from Congress to keep family-run fireworks business afloat. Starting in 1818, new stars and stripes were added to the American flag each July 4th to make the creation of new states. The U.S. Flag Code offers guidelines for flying the flag on July 4th and every day. John Hancock has the largest signature on the Declaration of Independence. The first July 4th celebration took place at the White House on 1801, hosted by Thomas Jefferson. One World Trade Center in New York is 1,776 feet tall to mark the year the U.S. declared its independence from Britain. And that is July 4th facts. Thanks for tuning in, and see you in the next one. Happy July 4th, ladies and gentlemen. Happy July 4th, and take it easy. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light that so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, all the ramparts we watched for so gallantly streaming. Happy 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. With that, I bid you farewell. Stay safe tonight, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be. Whether you be American, Canadian, or somewhere else. Stay safe out there. Have fun, and we'll see you in the next one. Stay safe, have fun, and see you in the next one. If you want to reach us or send your pics for Chris's cute nature corner, you can do so by emailing us at skunknet@getreview.co or skunknet.ezine@gmail.com with subject SkunkNet eZine subscriber feed, detailing what the email is for. Whether it be to consult us for an interview, see a topic discussed, or to provide a dose of cute for Chris's cute nature corner at the end of every issue.